Welcome back to another soul session of A Walk Back to Self-Love. Hopefully you are doing good over in your world. And thank you, as always, for energy exchanging and listening on the other end. So I'm going to label this session, What Do You Hustle For? And what sparked this train of thought is just my own processing of life, present day. You know, like I will admit, through my own realizations, and of course, people always love to point shit out, right? When you're doing things wrong. And also when you're doing things right. But the human mind typically likes to judge and point out to somebody what you're doing wrong because it's that, well, I know the right way and I know how to do it better. So this is what you're doing wrong. Call it criticism, call it feedback, or call it judgment. But I know that I have a tendency to really sit in my past mentally and energetically, but also to process how it brought me to current day, whether that's in a positive or negative light. But I believe that it's important to process your past. And I think about like the last 15 years of my life, what have I hustled for? What do you hustle for the last 15 years of your life? Like some people straight out of high school are like, I got to go to college. I got to get into this dorm and then I got to pick a degree and a study. And then I got to go and I got to land that job with that degree. And then I got to find a partner and then I got to raise a family. And then I got to go buy that house. And then I got to go buy that car. Then I got to go pay off that student loan debt. And then. But what if that's not your trajectory? What if you're like, well, I need to move out of my parents' house or apartment or wherever you're living, and then I got to go live on my own. I got to find a job. I don't like college. I want to go explore the world. I want to go live in another state. Or, you know, when you're in your 20s, that's your exploratory years. And I think I've done it all in my 20s. I wanted to be a party girl. I'm like, hey, I need to just relax. I just need to have fun. You know, I just need to have fun. So you think about what has been your hustle. Are you hustling to pay off debt? Are you hustling to make a name for yourself? Are you hustling to be a content creator or an influencer? Are you hustling to, shit, let's just be real. Are you hustling for love? Are you hustling for social media attention? That's a real thing. The last 10 years of our life specifically has evolved and changed and become more increasingly popular to hustle likes, hustle attention, hustle putting your life out there. Like, look at me, I'm successful, but what is success? That's not a copy paste for everybody. Success looks different depending on what your needs are, what your dreams are, are you a self-starter or do you just naturally have that lazy persona? Like, that's real. People are lazy. People are fucking lazy. And it's okay to admit that because you can't force that. You can't force the hustle. You can't force the grind. You can't force that self-motivation if you don't have it. I don't think you can teach it. Thankfully. And that's one of my things, honestly, that I will list as my state of gratitude is that I have that natural drive. I have that natural hustle. I'm not just like expecting shit to fall in my lap. but there are times where I'm like, is, you know, law of attraction, can I attract in opportunities? Can I attract in this? But I'm going to match it with action. I'm going to match it with hustle. I'm not just going to be like, oh, look at me. This just landed in my lap. But some people out there believe that. And maybe it works for them. I don't know, but it never worked for me. So thankfully, you know, I am my father's daughter because my dad was a hustler. He grew up in Detroit. And, you know, He was very much immersed into the street life. He was a dangerous fella. I think, you know, he labeled, quote, bad boy, which I think is one of the reasons my mom fell for him. You know, she was the suburbs, you know, type of chick that met my dad at the Detroit boat races and, you know, fell in love with the bad boy. And so growing up, I used to hear the stories from my aunts and uncles of like all the trouble my dad used to get into. But he always had that hustle. He was always holding down multiple jobs. But he wasn't that high educated, intelligent man, but he was street smart. And with the recent conversation that I had with my mom on Mother's Day, which was so important, like as I have personally matured and grown up and got out of the bubble that was placed around me, I didn't take advantage when my dad was alive of actually asking him life questions because I was so immature and I was so like, oh, I just want to, you know, do this and do that and party. And so I never connected with him on a real level. So I asked my mom, I said, who was my dad? Like, you like that's a we don't do we really know our parents? Do we know where we came from? Like, you could have that parent figure in your life every day or not and be estranged from your parents. But ultimately, they're a part of you. You share a bloodline with them. They're in, you know, you got that DNA of them. So of course you're going to be a piece of them. So as I've matured and now that I'm 40, I asked my mom, like, who was my dad? Like, what was he really like outside of the pillar that I put him on? And what my mom wanted me to believe about him and, you know, who was he? And we had a really good, honest conversation. And I was correct from what I felt that he did teach me that hustle, that, well, it was natural, but like showing me through example of like always consistently just out there. But I think my dad also was a pushover. And I think that people used him. And I think that, you know, he went above and beyond and maybe didn't always get that reciprocated, which I think caused a lot of arguments between my parents. But anyways, and the fact that, of course, I grew up, I mean, I don't know how you grew up, but I grew up poor. Like, I think I've talked about this before, but going to get government food supply was like a family outing, you know, like just always trying to hustle for money because, you know, different complexities of the mind, how we were raised, how parent figures were raised. Like, you know, finances are a large part of the human journey that everybody wants to accomplish, wants to create, wants to teach. You know, but if you don't have it, if you can't get the combination right, out of all, you know, the different ways, it's going to be a struggle. And then you're hustling for your whole life on planet Earth because money is the resource to survive, to enjoy life, to see life, you know? So back to the conversation that I had on Mother's Day with my mom, I'm like, no, this is good. This is good. Then I get to see my dad confirming things about him or, you know, just understanding and seeing him in a fresh light or seeing my parents' tumultuous relationship and marriage in its true light. And so I think about what I hustle for current day. You know, like if you have kids, you're obviously hustling so you can provide a good life for them, so you can pass on resources to them when you're long gone. But if you don't have kids, if you are single and you're all about your career or all about adventure, like what are you hustling for? What gets you up every day and motivates you? You know, because I think there's a lot of people who don't have any goals, who don't have a hustle, that each day just drags on because it could feel like an eternity because you don't have set goals and you don't really have a vision of how you want your life to be while you're on this planet. Because once you're gone, you know? You don't get to take those resources with you. You don't get to pack up your house and, you know, as you transition into energy, spirit, whatever you believe in the afterlife, you don't get to take that shit with you. You don't get to take your family members with you unless, God forbid, something happens and, you know, everybody transitions. But you don't get to take your family members. That's why I always joke with people when over throughout the years when they've questioned my singlehood, like, why don't you just find somebody? I'm like, and, you know, I would always make the joke that, listen, when I fully understood that we leave this earth by ourselves, that nobody's going with us, we're walking it alone when we transition, we get so wrapped up in finding a partner and finding somebody to marry or find somebody to raise a family with. But ultimately, we leave this earth by ourselves. They don't come with us. So all that stress and all those dates and all the money, you know, that you spend on dates or, you know, memberships of online dating and all this pressure you put on yourself, like, oh my God, I'm single. I'm never going to find my person. Ultimately, you know, it's great to have that relationship while you're here. But shit, we leave by ourselves. We came into this world alone, we're going to die alone. We came into this world naked, we're going to leave, well, naked, because somebody else is going to dress us for the funeral. Trust me. That's why I want to, I know this is so morbid, but if you've listened to me by now, you know that I do enjoy the dark side of life. When I transition, whatever age I'm at that point, whoever's going to be in charge, and that's still yet to be determined, who's going to be in charge of my burial process, I don't want to be buried. I want to burn. I want my body to just go up in flames. And I want to be cremated. And I want my ashes sprinkled. You know, I just want to be sprinkled. I think I know where I want to be sprinkled, which would be all over Belle Isle and Detroit. But that could change. Maybe part of my ashes go here and part of my ashes go here. But the point of the story is, don't you dare dress me, because I am not leaving that power in the hands of somebody else. What are you going to dress me? And I could leave out an outfit, but I'm also leaving that in the power of you, because you could be like, no, I don't want her to be seen in that outfit. I think she would look better in that. And then it's like, next thing you know, you're in fucking floral prints and, you know, you're rocking a headband or some shit. No, just kidding. But it's like, no, just cremate me. That's how I want to be on planet Earth, sprinkled over the earth. Earth baby sprinkled over the earth. So that's my thought bubble today, is what are we hustling for? Especially in this crazy society that we live in, where everybody's trying to determine and teach or declare what success is. I truly believe, in my personal opinion, that when it comes to our society standards of success, it's basically material things. And being married, having kids, and owning a home. But if you don't fit that model, if that's not the mold you want to be in, then what? You're unsuccessful? You're a failure? You're not getting it right? But in whose standard is that success? And that's where I have this hard time. This is where I think a lot of my depression and unhappiness is, because I've tried to fit the mold of something that I'm not, and then feeling guilty about not fitting that mold. And then the struggle, you know, because if you don't fit the mold of what you're, quote, supposed to achieve, if we're talking specifically about America, the U.S., it's different than the mentality if you live internationally, I'm sure. I mean, I've met people who have a completely different life experience, and they've shared with me what life was like, and I'm like, whoa. But the, quote, American dream, if you don't want that, whatever the hell that looks like in 2023, then you sit with that failure mentality, or you're not getting it right, or maybe you know, you are trying different things and your life just looks different. And then whatever age you are, you're also judged on that, because that's another mold and another standard is you should be these certain things by this certain age. Who has the right to determine that? Like, if everybody's living out their own puzzle piece and everybody's on their own journey, how can you possibly say by the age of, I don't know, 45, 52, 32, 27, 19, that you should be these said things? And if you're not, well, look at you, you're a failure. And then you start to beat somebody down. And I think that that also plays a part into the mental health epidemic that we have on planet Earth, because people are not measuring up to what the standard is. Also, the chemical imbalance I think some people are born with, or what was passed on to you through your bloodline, you know? So all the complexities. And then, you know, our society, the government, everything, what they control, which, let's be real, the government tries to be in every fucking thing. Everything. But I still am holding on to the belief that the government does not control everything in this entire solar system, just on planet Earth. Although government officials would like to get out in space and start diving up pieces to own. Like, excuse me, I own Pluto. I own the Milky Way, bitch. It's like, I own the fifth constellation to the left. You know, it's just that's the human journey, the human mind. What can I own? What can I sell? What can I profit from? What can I delegate? What can I control? And it's like, I think that's why so many people are excited about the afterlife, because you know you don't got this bullshit. You can't possibly have this bullshit. This is only on planet Earth that this shit goes down. So while you're living on this Earth, what is your hustle? Sorry, my chair's squeaky. What are you working towards? You know? And what if you don't have those goals that a chunk of society has, then you're a loser. Then you're not marketable to a partner, or you're not marketable to a career path that you want, or you're not marketable to banks. You're not marketable to government and politics. You know, it's all bullshit. And I truly believe that it's all bullshit, because again, it's factual information. It you know, we don't have much facts about the afterlife. You don't have like a full streamline of like, this is what it's like. Come on. But it is facts that when we leave this earth, we take nothing with us. That I know 100%. We should all know that 100%. Whether you're lying in a casket or going through or ending up in an urn or in someone's necklace, you know, you don't get to take all of the material shit with you. It's just to play with and survive with on planet Earth. So maybe we could stop putting the pressure on people that they're failing if they don't meet the standards of what success is on Earth, because everybody's got different fucking goals. But there's not a lot of grace for people if you don't want that mold or that standard. You know, like, I'm always very honest about my journey, whether it's on here, when I had social media, or people I've met along the way, because it's my life. But of course I have job hopped. Of course my life has looked probably ridiculous in certain people's eyes, but I don't care. I'm the one that has to get up and live it every day. You're the one that has to get up and live your life. So you're going to really tell me? You can give me advice, and I understand that you may be smarter or a better business person than I am in certain things. You may have more wisdom than I do, or you're better at strategy than I am. But ultimately, I have to live my life, and my puzzle piece is my puzzle piece, just like your puzzle piece is your puzzle piece. But if your puzzle piece looks like a kid takes a crayon to, you know, a coloring sheet, and you're like, whoa, you are way out of the fucking lines. But good job, that looks good. Then, you know, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. So, yeah, that's my soul session thought today. What are you hustling for? And when you get there, how many videos are out on the internet or articles or interviews where people say you work so hard for 20, 30, 40 years, and do you really reach that point of happiness when you, quote, get there? But what is there? And I even ask myself that. Like, I'm like, oh, I want more, and I got to keep striving, and there's just more out there. Right, there is. There's a whole fucking planet to explore if you are able to. But what is that point? What is that there? And do you ever really know when you're there? Because if we're so caught up in what's next, and don't focus on the past, don't stay in the past, which I agree, but don't be too far in the future. So what does staying in the present look like, feel like? Because think about it. How many people are so excited to get married? Like, oh my God, it took me a year or 2 years or 3 months or 6 months to plan this beautiful wedding. And we budgeted, and we, you know, maybe even lost our minds because everything had to be perfect, perfect, perfect. And then you don't even really fully remember your wedding night because you're caught up schmoozing with all the people that are invited to the wedding, and you're pulled in all these different directions. Or maybe you even fight with your partner on your wedding day because, oh my God, the flowers are wilted. Oh my God, this is, you know, so-and-so's late, or shit, the groom never showed up or the bride just took off, you know? And then all that stress and all that hard work, like, did you really feel like, ah, this is it? And even if you got to, ah, this is it, this feels right, I'm so glad I got married, I'm so glad this day I have photos to look back on, but then you're automatically on to the next goal. Well, now we got to buy a house. Now we got to have kids. Now we got to whatever. Start a business. Travel the world. Like, there's always another goal. There's always going to be something to strive for. But do we enjoy the journey, or are we always just focused on the destination? And do we know what the destination is? So I think that's a good place to put a period. And you know, I just always gotta get this shit out, and this is my way of, you know, just getting it out. So wherever you're at today, while you're listening to this, how do you feel? You know, are you happy with where you're at in the present moment? Or are you stuck in the past? Or are you stuck in the future? Because it can change every day. If you're anything like me, I can never fully stay in the present. I'm like, oh yeah, this feels good. Okay. What am I failing at? What do I need to strive for? Ah! So as always, thank you for energy exchanging. And until next time, be kind to yourself and be kind to others.